Shelter Insurance agents, Pete Vols, Brent Rogo for Home Life Auto Insurance and more. Call the Shelter Guys of North Platte, Nebraska. Welcome in, Ruth, joining us once again this morning on behalf of the Buffalo Bill Rodeo. And Ruth, we were talking off the air last night. You couldn't ask for better rodeo weather than what we had Wednesday evening.
Man, if you were out there last night, the weather was just gorgeous. There was a little breeze, and it was cool, and it was beautiful. And tonight will be the same, so come out tonight.
Absolutely.
Wear your pink tonight. Wear your pink.
Yes, in support of specifically breast cancer, but in support of all cancers, too, here in partnership with Great Plains Health. And looking at the grandstands Wednesday evening, that's kind of the lightest night for audience participation. What did the grandstands look like from your view last night, Ruth?
Very good. People were having a great time and enjoying themselves, and that's what we want.
And we had some quality performances last night, too. I always like to point out when we have qualifying bull rides, because you don't always get that. What was it, a couple years ago, we waited until Friday or Saturday for a qualifying bull ride?
Those bulls are usually tougher than the cowboys, but last night we did have one cowboy who won on his bull. It was a guy from Amarillo, Texas, 80 point ride, which isn't bad.
The cowboy capital of the world with Texas, obviously. So, and a lot of great events too last night. Had a couple of Colorado cowgirls you and I were talking about off the air, must be traveling partners, that got some change or some chances on the leaderboard.
Two ladies from Keensburg, Colorado. One of them's winning the breakaway right now. She's got a 2.8 second run. Taya McAdow, and then a barrel racer, Peyton Stepanoff, was a 17:48 last night, and she's also from Keensburg, Colorado.
Wow. We welcome in Riley Wakefield joining us here. O'Neill Cowboy joining us this morning. Talk a little about his tie down roping. And Riley, welcome. Thank you for taking some time for us, sir.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Now, I think we've had you on the air with us before in years past, talking a little bit about the tie down roping. You've been participating in the Buffalo Bill Rodeo. We were talking off the air. You began back in 2015 at the Buffalo Bill, and you've been pretty much every year since.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I missed one year for the college finals. Other than that, I think I've been here every year. So
good problem to have, missing it for the college finals.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Riley, tell us about when you can recall having the passion for the sport of rodeo.
It's as far as I can remember. My dad was a circuit rodeo guy in the Badlands Circuit of North and South Dakota.
Ooh.
And, ever since then, when he stopped rodeoing or slowed down, that's when me and my brother started. And, you know, even if we didn't want to rope, we had to help out with the things on the ranch. So you just as well get a rope in your hands. And
might as well.
Yeah.
So, Riley, you're living down in Texas now, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what's it like to come back to the great state of Nebraska to participate in some of these rodeos up here?
Oh, it's outstanding. You know, Texas was starting to get to be about 104, and I was just talking about it earlier, that it cools down to about 95 there at night, where I come to Nebraska, and I was there for about 5 days with my parents and got to spend some quality time with them. And, you know, it'd be about 85 during the day, and it would cool down to about 70 at night, so that was great. And the rodeos are the same way. I mean, the weather is just ridiculously nice, and the crowds are great. You know, the people in Nebraska love rodeo, and that makes it easier for me and my crew to come up here to these rodeos.
I'm glad you brought up the support we have for our Nebraska cowboys and cowgirls. We always know Mr. Corley points out at the arena when we have a local cowboy or cowgirl in Nebraska one. So what's it like getting that extra round of applause and that extra emphasis on behalf of all of Nebraska?
Well, it really means a lot. Like I say, the support that everybody's shown me, you know, as far as in this state, it has been so cool. And that's what I love about the state of Nebraska is, you know, we don't have probably as many rodeo cowboys as other states, but the support we have is it rivals the best. So
absolutely it does. Now let's talk a little bit about the tie-down roping that you participate in, Riley. What's it take to be a good tie-down roper?
The horse is a huge part, and they are extremely expensive, and that's for good reason. They have to do the same thing every time. You know, you expect them to run as fast as they can and then stop as hard as they can, and you want them to go backwards pretty fast too to help you flank the calf. So the expectations that we have for our horses is a lot, and so obviously they cost a lot of money. That would be a big part. Fitness as well. I mean, obviously you have to be some sort of fast and, dedication.
You have to have some size on you, too, so it's a good combination of size and speed.
That's right, that's right. But, you know, it seems like the calf ropers, they come in all shapes and sizes these days. You know, Shane Hanchey was entered yesterday. He has a gold buckle, and, gosh, I don't know if he can weigh 140 pounds. You know,
he's,
I mean, they come in all shapes and sizes these days. So yeah, it comes down to who works the hardest and who has the best horse. So,
and a little bit of the draw too, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. That's a huge part in the calf roping, and you know, that's where your mental game comes in. If you have a good calf and you see it on the list, then you have to take advantage of it. And if you don't have a good calf, you go do the best you can. You walk away happy either way. I mean, if you do your job, then you did what you could. So.
I think the calves are the most unpredictable part of the equation, and anybody that's ever worked cattle before could probably echo that. But
absolutely.
These calves are just so unpredictable, but I like how there's a lot that I've learned in recent years about our cowboys and cowgirls doing a little note comparison sometimes, too. If you drew a calf recently and somebody else has drawn this calf here next couple weeks at a rodeo, you guys kind of share some notes sometimes.
Yeah, so we ran this pen of calves at Woodward, Oklahoma when they were fresh, and now they got a couple runs on them now, and they were kicking pretty good at Woodward, Oklahoma, but I think a few guys there at the Slack had a list on them from Woodward, so you could see what they did there, and you could plan accordingly.
And you could watch a little bit of film on it, too, obviously.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, and that's the biggest part about rodeo. It's so cool. You know, you make friends, and if you ask them for a video, you know, even though you're competing against them, they're going to give you a video of the calf that they ran a couple weeks before. And, you know, without batting an eye. So,
yeah, means a lot. The support in the sport of rodeo, not just in the tie-down roping, but in the entire sport, it's just outstanding.
Yeah, yeah. The friends you make, and, we always, you know, go by the same rule. We're competing against the cattle, you know. We're trying to go as fast as we can without messing up. We're not trying to beat anybody else. We're trying not to beat ourselves.
Yeah, just hope for the best. Hope for a cooperative calf, a good time, and the horse to keep on doing what they do, because they are a big part of the equation, like you said.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. For sure.
Riley, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Boy, I don't think so. Just come out to the rodeo. It's a great time, and when I say it's the best of the best out there, I'm sure it's same in the other events, but in the calf roping, you know, we had Chad Mayfield tie one in 7-6, Marty Yates tied one in 7-5, Lane Livingston. I mean, those are some of the best guys in the world right now. So when we say it's the best in the world, they're not lying.
And you'll be competing tonight, Riley?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
awesome. Sir. Best of luck to you. Appreciate you taking some time for us. And Ruth, obviously, tickets are still available. If folks want to come on out, there's nothing quite like it. Words do not do it justice.
No, you know, it's a tip of the hat to our Western heritage, how this country was founded 150, 180 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it truly is a piece of Americana. You're not going to find anything like it across the whole globe. Rodeo is just so unique to us, to our culture, and special to us as a state. And especially when you've got a guy like Buffalo Bill. I mean, he was the one who really made a show out of the Western culture. Mm-hmm. And his first show wasn't truly rodeo like we know it, but he made it very popular, took it across the... I mean, he went to Europe with it.
Oh, yeah.
He spent years with his show, and now we're replicating what he did 160 years later. Not truly like he did it, but very similar. So to me, especially when I can look across that arena to the northwest and see that big barn that says Buffalo Bill on the shingles,
it just gets me.
Yes.
You remember, too, this is land that he owned. This was his land that we're competing on. So
yeah, it
makes
just
it
gets
that much
me.
More special.
Mm-hmm. It really does.
Now, Ruth, let's talk a little bit about some of the entertainment with the rodeo, too. Can you tell us a little bit about our clown act that we have at the rodeo this year?
We have the famous Cody Sosby from Arkansas. We had him, I think he was here in 2017 or 18. He's just good. The little kids are going to love him. I love to look up in the crowd and see all those little faces that are all tuned on him when he's in the arena doing his act. And he really prides himself on family entertainment. He keeps it clean. He keeps it decent. But he's funny. He's really good. He's enjoyable. And then our specialty act, I have to mention them too. We have a trick rider, trick roper duo, Ryder Kisner, Bethany Isles. He trick ropes, she trick rides. And if you don't know what the trick riding is, it's gymnastics on the back of a horse going about 25 miles an hour around the arena. It's beautiful. She is very good. He is very good at his deal. And they are the specialty act entertaining every night of the rodeo. They'll take about 5 minutes towards the end of the show, and they're very enjoyable to watch, too. You don't see those trick riding things all the time.
No.
So
we've not had them at the rodeo for a number of years. So.
No, we haven't had trick riders for quite a while, so this is pretty cool.
Absolutely. I want to give a big tip of the cap to the Buffalo Bill Rodeo Committee for making this possible. The volunteers make this possible year in and year out. We had one of them honored last night, I believe, with the great Commissioner Jerry Woodruff, right?
Yes. Yes, he was honored, yes.
And rightfully so. And we have more honors coming up throughout the next couple of nights, including that Dale Studley Award. Yeah. That'll be Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Saturday night.
Awesome. That's kind of like the granddaddy of them all, of course. So, Ruth, as always, we appreciate the time. We'll see both you and Riley out at the rodeo arena.
Sounds good. Thank you.
More coming up on Mugs in the Morning right after this. KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.